My name is Ray Leach, and I'm the CEO of a nonprofit organization that's headquartered in Cleveland but works all across the state of Ohio and upstate and western New York called Jumpstart.
What does Jumpstart do?
So Jumpstart's mission is to unlock the potential of diverse and ambitious entrepreneurs to economically transform entire communities. So what that means is we coach thousands of entrepreneurs that are tech startups as well as micro enterprises and existing small businesses to help those organizations create new wealth, new jobs, new economic opportunity. We were founded in Northeast Ohio, so that's still where the majority of our efforts and activities happen. But we do work all across the state of Ohio and in New York. Secondarily, another big piece of what Jumpstart works on is access to capital. So we're investing in dozens of tech startups, as well as helping to facilitate kind of conventional loans and lending to more traditional companies located all throughout Ohio.
So what is today's event about?
Yeah, so Startup Scale Up, this is our fourth version of Startup Scale Up. So this is really a celebration and an opportunity to highlight and strengthen the entrepreneurial ecosystem across high-tech startups, small businesses, micro enterprises. And we have dozens of our partners who are providing a lot of the content. So we have about 30 plus sessions, information sessions, where entrepreneurs and, of course, stakeholders of entrepreneurs, like lawyers, accountants, service providers, but principally entrepreneurs that are coming together to learn from each other as well as to learn from the organizations in Northeast Ohio that focus on helping entrepreneurs.
Well, what do you expect to come out of this event? What should we, how do you measure impact?
Right. Well, Jumpstart has a very unique collaboration in Northeast Ohio. It's called the Entrepreneurial Signature Network, where Jumpstart actually, with the support of the state of Ohio, funds 12 other nonprofits located from Mansfield, Lorain, Youngstown, of course, Cleveland. And so that collaboration of 13 entities works together on an everyday basis. They're all represented here today. And that group, the entrepreneurs that group assisted last year generated over $1 billion economic impact in Northeast Ohio. So thousands of jobs, hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes. So when we talk about measuring our work, that's the mechanisms that we use to track and measure our work. For today, this is part celebration. It's part information sharing. So we don't necessarily track how much money an attendee who came to this event raises because of what they've learned per se, unless they're already a client of this entrepreneurial signature program, which there are over 1,000 individuals who are currently clients who get services from this network for free. So this is just our one time of the year where we come together, not only those 13 organizations, but another couple dozen on top of that that come together to demonstrate the importance of not only helping entrepreneurs, but doing it in a collaborative way. So it's a very open ecosystem, all very focused on trying to assist these entrepreneurs to make a larger impact.
You think of Ohio, Northeast Ohio, as a lot of big companies, a lot of established companies, but not necessarily a hotbed for new business creation. Yeah. You know, what are your goals, and how are you going to get there?
Well, to give a broader point of view, from 1990 to 2002, if you looked at the largest 61 regions, economic units, regions of the United States, Northeast Ohio was the worst performing entrepreneurial region almost 12 years in a row. So this has a lot to do with the startup companies from the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, who ended up becoming major Fortune 500 corporations. And we can go down the laundry list across Northeast Ohio. They're all household brand names. Well, those companies eventually have real challenges, whether it's globalization or offshore manufacturing. So to answer your question, we need more of everything, but probably one of the most important things we need is a continued evolution of culture change. You know, entrepreneurship was kind of a four-letter word 15 years ago, not just in Northeast Ohio, but across Ohio. So as the economy has continued to evolve and change all across the state, leaders, private sector leaders, public sector leaders, philanthropy, have all recognized that if we're going to grow as a region and as a state, small businesses, startup businesses, diverse businesses, businesses led by women and people of color, are one of, if not the most important priority around economic growth at the adult level. Education's important, all these other issues are also important, obviously, to the economic growth of our region, but the ability for a community to come together and to support its startup companies, its existing small businesses, and also connect those businesses to our larger companies. So Jumpstart's been at this for 15 years. I describe kind of the cultural evolution. We're at about a halfway point. These are typically generational. You know, if you grew up in California or you grew up in Boston, it would be very normal for your neighbor or your friend of a family would be with a startup. That's really only become normal again in Northeast Ohio over the last 10 years or so, that it is a more common reality. So for Startup Scale Up, you know, this is another opportunity to kind of come together to celebrate, and we'll continue to do this. But we're really at about the halfway point from a longitudinal historical perspective to get to ultimately where we want to be.
Yeah, it's interesting you say the biggest challenge is culture. It's not money. Like you would think, well, you know, you need investors or even like cohesive markets or something.
Right. Well, but I mean, that's not to say that investors aren't important or talent. You know, people who worked for startups, people who are willing to take high level of risk, all those things are important ingredients to the ultimate mixture of what makes a vibrant entrepreneurial economy. But the culture permeates everything. So as an example, we could have and are having companies that are starting, having a lot of success, raising money, generating exits, generating jobs and wealth in our region. But is our community celebrating those companies to the degree it could be or should be? Because it is really about the collective understanding and experience of these companies. For instance, a company based in the Northeast Ohio called Wireless Environment. Company had been around for 8 or 9 years, was founded by a Northeast Ohioan, just recently sold to Ring.com, and shortly thereafter it was acquired by Amazon. So here we have an example of an incredible entrepreneur, David Levine, built a great company, built a very, very promising business, and got acquired by, you know, one of the hottest tech startups in Ring, and then about a month or two later got acquired by Amazon. So how much of our community knows Dave's story and knows the story of Wireless Environment? That is kind of an indication of our community's collective understanding of not only what a great outcome that is, but how important those kinds of businesses are to the economic competitiveness of our region. Those are the businesses that are creating jobs in the dozens or hundreds in a matter of a couple years, as opposed to a lot of our businesses that have been such the most important mainstays of our economies, which have been the larger companies. So other parts of the state, Columbus would be a good example, where the entrepreneurial ecosystem, partly because they have 60,000 plus students concentrated in the city of Columbus, you're seeing the culture change in other parts of the state happening more aggressively, more quickly. And so, you know, we don't want to fall too far behind the Columbuses and the Cincinnati. So that's another reason why we're bringing people together, highlighting these companies, doing this collective learning process, but also really celebrating those individual entrepreneurs and the progress that young and small companies are making to grow our economy.
One thing I've been looking at, just a couple more questions. Ohio hasn't done well in holding on to these startups. It seems to me that, you know, the percentage of the overall economy that is made up by new companies, new businesses, is pretty low.
Yeah, so one of the kind of the misnomers of the startup ecosystem in Ohio is that the companies are moving away. They're actually not moving away. They are staying and growing here. But what is true is the startup economy nationally is growing way faster than it is in Ohio. So it's not that we aren't doing better vis-a-vis where we were 5 or 10 years ago, or like Wireless Environment, acquired now by Amazon, is growing in Northeast Ohio. So they're not taking the talent, taking it to California or someplace else. They are growing in Northeast Ohio and will be adding likely dozens of employees this year, and there's a real opportunity for that business to grow. But what is true is while we're doing better compared to how we were doing ourselves 5 years ago, we are losing ground to other regions of the state and, most importantly, the country, who are growing much more rapidly their entrepreneurial ecosystem. So in a lot of things over the last generation or two, Northeast Ohio and Ohio has been a little slower to react, a little slower to generate significant outcomes and impacts. And part of this is the chicken and egg dynamic of, well, we don't have people that have been there and done that before as entrepreneurs, or we don't have investors who've had a lot of successful opportunities to invest in the state. And some of those things are true. They're less and less true now than they were 5 or 10 years ago, but it is this collective. You actually have to make progress on all dimensions all at the same time in order for us to have kind of a breakout period of time for our economy, which I think, we have very real potential to make that happen. That's going to require more collaboration, continued partnerships with philanthropic, public, and private sector leadership. But this ecosystem approach, you're only as good as kind of your weakest link. And because we don't have high-profile investors that are headquartered here, and we don't have, companies, we don't have a Google here. So, we are going to have to continue to work as a collaborative in order to make the kind of progress that we can, could, and should make.
Think about what are the most promising markets, the most promising business sectors for Northeast Ohio. It used to be heavy industry, used to be steel, automotive.
Right.
I'm not sure those are the ones that are most promising now, because maybe it's biomedical, it's the healthcare industry. Right. How do you answer that question? What are the areas, the sectors that you see the most promise?
When one thinks through which of the industries in the areas that have the greatest potential for Northeast Ohio, clearly healthcare and healthcare IT, given that it's 17% of the U.S. economy is in healthcare, there's huge opportunities for us to leverage our institutions, our insights, our ability to pilot and test products. Startups now are coming from all over the world to Cleveland to join a collaboration with University Hospitals, the Cleveland Clinic, and Jumpstart called Plug and Play. So now we do have startups coming from all over the world to
the Global Innovation Center.
At the Global Center. So we're piloting technologies from those companies, again, from all over the U.S. as opposed to just Northeast Ohio or Ohio. So healthcare is important, but there's other major industries that are also incredibly important going forward. And one of them certainly is tech or discussed around computer science. And Northeast Ohio has historically had less density around students coming out of computer science. And that has been a real challenge for us vis-a-vis Pittsburgh with Carnegie Mellon or even Ohio State with their computer science and engineering schools. So because those disciplines are so important to things like artificial intelligence, augmented and virtual reality, blockchain technologies. Much of this is driven from the computer science discipline. So we have lots and lots of medium and large size companies that employ people in the computer sciences, in the technology field. But if we're going to take a step change to have a much larger impact in those industries, the ideas, the patents or the patented technology and ideas are really here, but we need the talent that can join those companies and help those companies scale. So I think you can look at global trends. Healthcare is clearly the most significant major driver in the short term, but we're really looking for, as a region, as a community, the additional technologies that can drive economic growth. And it's, in some cases, the industries are obvious, but the pieces and parts that we need in order to catalyze that industry in many cases still need some work.
I guess, again, it's keeping and attracting talent for those areas. A lot of the talented people, they want to go to the coasts.
Right.
So maybe it gets back to culture.
Yeah, I do think in many ways, your listeners would find it interesting. 46% of people who live in Silicon Valley right now under the age of 35 are saying they are going to move in the next 5 years out of Silicon Valley. Why is that the case? It's clearly not the case there aren't great companies that they could work for in Silicon Valley. There's plenty of those. But what is the case is the culture, the quality of life, the cost of living is very, very, very challenging, particularly when you get into your 30s or you want to start a family. So a lot of the comparative advantages that Northeast Ohio and Ohio has are now coming into favor. We do have people coming back to Ohio and the Midwest in droves now from California in particular, but also other high-cost places like New York and Boston. So the time is right. You know, we've been doing this work for about 15 years. We've got a lot of great successes. Handfuls of huge successes and a lot of intermediate and moderate successes. But now kind of some of the trends, some of the mega trends around the culture and the economy of our country are now starting to play in our favor. So, you know, all these things are circular. You know, Northeast Ohio had huge advantages in the end of the 19th century and early 20th century around innovation, entrepreneurially minded people, started great companies, and now it's kind of coming back around. So we're really, really bullish and hopeful that over the next 10 years, we'll be able to double the amount of progress that we've made in the previous 15 years. And if we are able to do that, then I think we can clearly demonstrate, show, and share that Northeast Ohio is a very, very entrepreneurially friendly place that has many more of those ingredients that we are all looking to build and develop right here in our backyard.
Ray Leach, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good deal. Thanks, Jeff.